You don't need to look big money.
Okay.
But you don't want to look busted.
No,
either.
No.
And when I say look busted, I don't mean like the way you dress or walking around with a big wad of cash flashing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean just like fitting in normal.
Okay.
When you realize you can't afford something and you're the only one who realizes it in the moment,
yeah,
it gets uncomfortable.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Yep.
Shameful, really.
Yeah, all of that.
Like disgusting.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know, my youngest, she started playing tennis like a year ago.
Yeah.
Played at school this year. She's young. I'm very proud of her. She's working really,
really
hard.
She really took to it.
Yeah, she likes it. She likes it a lot. And that has caused an issue.
Why?
Well, she has her like group tennis lesson on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
So it's at like a place that also has a place to work out. Mm. So I'll go work out. She goes to her tennis lesson. So last night, tennis is over. I'm waiting for her to finish up, and her coach comes over, and he's complimenting my daughter.
Yeah.
And he's like the nicest guy. He's a younger guy, really good dude. And he pulls me aside, and he goes, listen, Claire's at the point where her racket is holding her back.
Okay, so she needs a more advanced racket.
Bigger racket.
Yeah.
No, he didn't say advanced, he said bigger, because she's got like the kid's racket. He goes, she needs
it goes by how like tall she's getting.
I guess.
All right.
He goes, she needs an adult racket now. And then he goes, I know this can be hard for parents. So he goes, I can just order it through a pro shop.
Easy.
And I could bring it next week. He goes, you know, just you tell me what she's looking for. And I go, well, I don't even know. Like,
light,
honestly.
Graphite. Yeah, nice.
So fantastic. It's great. I go, yeah, that sounds great. We'll do that. So, again, keep in mind, I know nothing about the world of tennis.
Yeah.
Right? Again, I'm in this last year.
Due to you too.
And when we went, Kimmy, to get her first tennis racket, we went to Dick's.
Yeah.
It cost like $30.
Right. That'll do.
Yep. That was that. Mm. So I was thinking out loud, or thinking to myself, Tommy, markup, like pro shop sounds a little more expensive.
Well, you're going to bend over whack.
Well, no, I thought bigger racket, pro shop. Well, he didn't say custom.
Okay.
I was assuming the racket would be $50 to $60.
No way.
Like a little bit more than your average racket, or what you think is the average.
Man. I spent $30 and it had Serena on the package when I got it at Dick's.
You ain't even.
Yeah, I know nothing of that equipment.
How would I know?
You ain't even close.
How would I know?
Because tennis is like that. And by the way, it's a tennis instructor talking about rackets. It ain't Target no more.
Okay, no. It was,
it
first
ain't
of all,
Target no more.
Put that on a t-shirt. You ain't got Target in that tomorrow. So I'm assuming $60. So I tell him, hey, man, thank you. That would be
so
great.
So you don't even get the price. You just pull the trigger and you say, pick it up.
I assumed and I said, we'll take it.
All right.
So he looks at me and he goes, okay, great. And he pulls out his phone and he starts like typing away. And he goes, all right, so after the racket, the labor to string it, that will be $240.
That's kind of what I thought.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's tennis, man. It's a foo-foo sport. It's a country club sport.
$30! We spent $30 on the first one!
Right. But you bought a chintzy kid racket.
It wasn't chintzy. It said Wilson on it.
Basically, you bought her a ping pong paddle.
No, I just, it wasn't. They were all $30.
This is balanced. The grips are right.
Shut up.
Now, you had to get a re-grip, too, when you get it restrung.
No, it comes with the gripping, actually.
So, no, but you'll have to have a re-grip when she needs it restrung.
Okay.
Is this at least something that she can have for a while?
I don't know.
Or is she going to need a different one down the road?
I don't
know. So, back in the day, and I played a little tennis, you know, back in the day with my first wife. They always say, your racket should never celebrate a birthday.
Shut your mouth.
No, I'm serious.
Shut
man.
Up. Because no, you're lying.
Because if she's playing actively like that, it gets out of balance.
No,
like,
shut up.
And even after it gets restrung, they can't.
Shut up.
It gets a little warped.
Okay, now I know you're lying. Shut up.
Am I?
Shut up. Yes, you are. I don't know if you're lying.
I don't
know
so
tennis.
You were so confident about coffee earlier that now I'm questioning everything.
You need a I think they call them a demi-tasse racket. It's a weighted Italian racket.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. He tells me this price, and my first thought in my head is, there is no way I could spend $240 on a tennis
plus
racket.
Plus tax.
Yeah.
And delivery.
And I don't know how much better this racket would be than the $30 one.
Well, a lot better.
Well, also, it's better. It's probably, you know, a lighter racket.
Okay,
probably.
Fine. But if she's playing tennis in high school, and she ain't going to the U.S. Open tomorrow.
But she's also a doctor's child.
What does that have to do
she
with
could
anything?
Be out there with your sad ass, you know, discount.
It's not a discount. $30 was what all the tennis rackets cost.
She can't play trash rackets.
Look, I'll be straight up with you. If I went home last night and I told my wife I just spent $240 on a new tennis racket for Claire, she would have flipped the F out on me. So there I am.
All right.
All right. I have already agreed to pay for this tennis racket.
Yeah, you win.
Without knowing the price. And I needed a way to get out of it because I could not.
But you bailed on it in front of her instructor?
Oh, what I...
To her instructor.
So, like, here's... And again, like, what made it worse is the guy...
Yeah, you're pulling out.
I like this guy, the instructor. He's a really nice guy. But he's got to be, like, 25. And to him in that moment, me spending this money is no big deal because I'm a 38-year-old man with a wife, two kids, and a mortgage, right? And, like, you're right. I guess tennis is a country club sport, so maybe this is nothing to him and everybody.
These people throw it around like nothing.
And that
maybe
makes
he thought he was getting you a deal.
Yeah, I don't know. So this makes it so much worse. So I'm staring this kid in the face, and I'm trying to come up with something to say, and time is ticking because he goes, okay, that'll be $240. Yeah. And there's just silence, and I'm literally looking at him like this, like my eyes wide open. And I say,
what?
I just, like, it fell out of my mouth. I was like, oh, yeah, well... Mortgage just came out and whew.
Money's tight.
I didn't even say that.
So you did money's tight.
All I said was
mortgage is coming out.
I said, oh yeah, mortgage just came out and whew.
Wow.
And he looks at me and now he's silent for a second. He's all confused and he goes, so don't buy the racket? And I go, yeah, don't buy the racket.
You bailed. On the kid?
I had to bail.
Did you probably not right now it?
Yeah,
said,
and he might get a little
later.
Commission on it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you get commission. I can't.
You can do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I mean,
you got it. You just don't want to spend it because you think it's too much.
No!
It's more the fact that you also have a daughter who plays hockey that you spend a lot more money on.
Ooh,
you know what I mean? Every
burn.
Year. And this is a single item that she needs to play the sport.
But she doesn't need that to play the sport. But, and even with hockey.
But if we're going to compare, and you know that your daughters are comparing
Shut up.
That's a great point, Pat.
Shut up.
You got to get her the racket.
No, because, like, even with my daughter in hockey, like, my daughter will walk into a hockey store and want the most expensive stick, and I will argue with her for 30 minutes until I have to insult her about how she plays hockey to get... No, I don't... I'm not buying the most expensive sporting equipment.
I don't think that's the most expensive racket. Anyway, that's probably middle of the road.
No, $240?
For a kid that's in a team sport? I understand if you were just playing in the backyard.
Yeah.
But if you're a kid in a team sport, I don't think $250 for a racket is that bad.
Shut up. Don't you sit here and act like you would spend that money.
No, there's like $1,000, $2,000 rackets
great.
Out there.
Good. Go see him in the Smithsonian. What, Arthur Ashe play with it? I don't care. I'm not spending that kind of money.
But you got it, man.
Okay.
Look at that jersey you're wearing today.
This is a sweatshirt that I got for $15.
Bro, it's got like medals on it and stuff.
No, it doesn't have medals. Nobody
winter
bought
classic.
It. I bought it a year later because the Sabres got blown out in this Winter Classic by the Rangers. Look. the fact is this.
Get it a racket.
Shut up. It's not about getting her the racket.
My old man was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
He would have bought me that racket.
Yeah, and look how you turned out, you spoiled ass bitch. By the way, my daughter
done worse.
My daughter doesn't know. Like, this happened away from my daughter.
Well, thank God.
I don't know, but I don't know if she'd be embarrassed. Would she be embarrassed by that?
Yeah, chintzy-ass dad. Chintzy-ass dad who's got it.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It is hard to come up with something more embarrassing than people assuming you have money.
Right.
That you can't spend.
And you back out of the deal.
Well, yeah, even worse. Yeah, when you get the price of something wrong and you have to pull it back and be like, on second thought, no thank you. It is such a shot to the pride.
Mm-hmm.
And it will have you in that moment weighing spending money that you should not or cannot, maybe money you even don't have, simply to avoid the embarrassment of walking it back.
Yeah, financial shame.
Look, I was inches away last night from just agreeing to buy this racket. Only because I didn't want to look like a bum.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes it so stupid...
What's that?
I barely know this kid.
Yeah, sure.
Right? I say hello to him once a week. There is no need for me to impress him in any way. Yet in that moment, when we are face to face, and I agree to buy this racket, and then he says $240, and we are staring, gazing deep into each other's eyes, I did not want him to think... I was a busted, sad chintz of a man.
Right.
And what I can't figure out is why. Why, Tommy, did in that moment I care so much about what this man thought about
me? Were you afraid to be judged as a parent on top of that?
Parent didn't even factor into that at that moment.
Just
me and this man.
Cheap.
Just me and this 20-something-year-old man. Why, Tommy, this man I do not really know, did I care so much about what he thought?
Because you came up short in front of the guy, right? And that's embarrassing. Because like he probably deals with parents all. He's a tennis instructor, right?
Yeah.
At this gym, so he deals with parents all day, and most parents pay the money. So he was probably a little shocked. You might have been the first person that's ever bailed on a racket. You know what I mean?
So okay, but
so I mean.
But like being the man that I am, I should have just looked at him and be like, yeah, I don't want it. Well, I don't care. I don't care what this kid thinks about me. Nice kid. But if he thinks I'm some cheap-ass bitch, what does it matter? But in that moment, we were looking at each other, and I cared. I cared,
Tommy. Because you're embarrassed. Because it goes back to how you were raised.
Oh, shut up.
Power being cut off at the house.
Shut up.
Daddy walked out.
Shut hole up.
In the roof.
Shut up.
Vehicles that didn't start in your driveway.
They almost always started.
This is the reason that we all will spend more than we need to on certain things, because once that price comes out, you don't want to look like, you know, you don't want to look like, well, never mind. Actually, can you please remove that from my bill? No, thank you.
But
now
why?
That I see the price.
And why do we care about what strangers think in that situation?
Well, because you weren't nonchalant about it. You were interested in getting a new racket for
your
daughter.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you would have just, you know, I don't really care. She could keep this one, you know. I mean, if it works for me.
Okay.
Like, but you kind of went in all in. Like, you were excited to get the kid the new racket, and then you got the price, and then you pulled out.
Here's what it is. You
before
would
you were
judge,
all the way in.
You would judge a person in your situation for saying no thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're going to, you would you're judge right. yourself in this situation, you're and right. that's what it comes down to.
252 WCMF. I see you guys on hold. We'll get, I'm coming right for you. Hold on. My youngest, she's been playing tennis for about a year. She takes this, like, group class on Thursdays. So last night we're there, and her tennis teacher, instructor, comes up and says, hey, you know, Claire's doing great, really proud of her.
She's applying herself.
He goes, but she's
like her daddy.
It's time for a new racket. She's outgrown a racket. Yeah. She's got a youth racket. It's time to get an adult racket. And the youth racket cost, I think, $30 at Dick's when we bought the first one a year ago.
It's a kiddie racket.
So the guy goes, listen, I got a connection with a pro shop. I can have it ordered. We can have it all taken care of. And I can just bring it next week. And
it's
I go, great. And I assumed it would be more expensive because of the pro shop and everything. So I was thinking I was going to hear $60. So I go, yes, we'll take it. Thank you. He tells me, goods on his phone, ba, 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 ba. He goes, okay, after the stringing, the labor for all that stuff, it'll be $240. And I didn't want to look like a cheap ass bitch, but I knew I can't spend $240 on a tennis racket. I don't know enough about this world. I don't. I don't know enough about it. I backed off. I told him no thank you. I said,
too rich for my blood.
No, I just said mortgage, yeesh.
Better in my pocket than theirs, Mr. Adidas.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Go, Dave. What do you got?
Yeah, a couple things going on. One, you, like me, grew up kind of lower middle class, and just hearing the number 250, you go, what?
Whoa, oh, get it!
sorry.
See, I can tell he grew up in Gates, too, cursing like that on the radio.
In the city, not in Gates.
But go on, dude.
But, so, you like that initial, oh, my God. It, you know, and kind of like Tommy said, you didn't want to, you want to do what you can, but, you know, you just can't, you know. Throw out that money just any way, shape, or form. Well, again, because you're also your wife is going to go like, you dropped $250 on a racket.
Yeah.
But that said, $250 for a good racket, not a lot from what I've understand. I got a buddy whose kids played tennis, and that he said that's probably a low end pro racket.
But now you're calling my kid low end. They're calling my kid low end, Dave.
No, I'm calling you low end because you won't drop the bills on a racket. But
go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry. But
what does it cost when you take your other daughter out for travel hockey?
Oh, I mean, it's endless. I mean, the amount of money you spend on travel hockey is endless. But I do want to draw a line here because I understand why people have this take that I spend more on hockey, obviously, because you spend more on hockey than anything in the world.
But you also love hockey and play it yourself.
It has nothing to do with that.
No, I didn't mean to bring it up that way.
No, that's not. No. I grew up playing hockey.
I could tell by the jersey you're wearing.
Shut up. It's a sweatshirt. You keep saying jersey. It's a sweatshirt.
Yeah,
it's a sweatshirt.
I guess there is a difference.
I played hockey my whole life, so I know what hockey stuff is supposed to cost. So when I see a price on something and I know I can get it cheaper somewhere else, I am comfortable pulling the trigger on that money. Dave, I think part of this is I am so green in this tennis world. I don't know if $240 is an obscene amount of money where someone will see my daughter with that racket and go, what did you do? Because, I mean, with hockey, you can spend $500 on a hockey stick easy, right? And someone would look at my daughter with a $500 hockey stick at the level she plays at and go, why the hell did you do that? I didn't want to be that dad.
So you didn't have any way of knowing or comparing.
Yes, exactly.
If there was an apparatus in your hand that you could have, like, put that number in and researched it in the moment, maybe you could have understood that.
Oh, you mean so? Hey, hold on. Time out, guy. Let me see if you're ripping me off. Is that what I would do in that moment?
Well, you are ripping
me off. You take a pause, and you take a pause. You say, let me talk with my wife. You know, and then you go and talk to one of the other parents that you may know that's been in the world a little
bit. Bro, they don't talk to me. Dave, I don't know what. They won't talk to me. They will not talk to me.
They're all.
Well, it's because you go on the radio and run your mouth about what goes on in your life. They want you to do that.
With what we do, there's no way these people listen to our show, nor will ever listen to
our show. These are crusty crusties.
Well, Dave, hey, thanks for kicking me in the scroll while I was down, buddy. I really appreciate that.
Anytime.
All right, there goes, hey, man, you know, I grew up lower middle class. You suck.
He also has a buddy whose kids play tennis.
Yeah, not him, though.
No.
Because Dave's too much of a chintz-ass bitch to play tennis himself. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Rob. Hey, Robbie, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you guys? Yep. I just wanted to chime in. I went to Spencer Port. I'm 42, so I'm sort of like in your age bracket in terms of things. And as it relates to sports, like back in the day when we were younger, you know, athletic ability is you either have it or you don't. And so the best pair of cleats, the best tennis racket, all that kind of stuff, that really doesn't matter. And I coach my kids' sports now. And it's often, it's funny, the kids who show up with the top flight gear are usually not your better athletes. And
he says so, cheap dad.
He's right. He is absolutely right.
My high school days, there was a kid who played sports. I will leave his name out of it, but he had the best gear and he was the worst athlete. And then you think of like golf. You go out and buy that $500 driver. And I'm not a golfer, but I have friends that certainly are like that. And they still suck at golf. So I don't think they have
everybody around you sucks.
Well, listen, athletic ability and skill is not an equitable thing. Like, you either have it or you don't. And I don't think any kind of sports apparel are the best.
Yeah,
the
listen,
best
to guys, hey?
Well, no, to Rob's point, let me tell you a story.
You go down and go run your mouth out, hey?
Wait, he's a 1930s gangster? Let me tell you. There you go. Thank you. Let me tell you a story. You know Rick Seelig, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. So, great guy.
For those who don't know, he's the Sabres' first-round pick in the 70s. He was the color analyst for the Rochester Americans for years on their radio and TV broadcast. He played in the NHL for a very long time. And Rick, nicest dude in the world. We connected through media and stuff like that. We would talk about youth hockey. And, you know, he was asking me one day what I'm spending on my daughter's stuff. And I had told him what I think I was spending. And he goes, really, really? Oh, man, when I was a kid, his two older brothers also played in the NHL.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, yeah, like, you know, hockey tryouts would come around when I was, like, 13, and I'd just go up in the attic and see what equipment they had left behind, and then,
put
you know,
that on and go.
And then go. Yeah. And I'm like, shut up. Shut. You made the NHL with your brother's 15-year-old used equipment.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rick. No, you're a really nice guy. Shut up.
But don't all those hockey guys have that story?
I think
like
you can make
all
that argument in almost every sport.
No, but
right?
But every hockey guy was poor on a farm.
Well, used to be. Now they're all the richest kids of all time.
But back in the day, like his generation, all those guys were from like places in Canada, Canadians had never heard of.
I understand, but the point I'm making is, like he didn't have that top flight stuff. All three of his brothers made the NHL.
But you ain't living in them days,
shut
bro.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
Where is a gas 29 cents a gallon?
252 WCMF.
Why? Give me an egg.
I agreed to buy a tennis racket before I knew the price last night from my daughter's tennis teacher.
Pull out Pat.
He then tells me, I thought it was going to be
No. Let's not start that.
By the way, if I was pull out Pat, I wouldn't be in this tennis racket situation.
What was that?
I thought
pull out Pat.
The racket was going to cost like $60 in my head. He then told me $240, and I stared at him, and I didn't know what to do, and I had to get out of it. So I was just like, oh, mortgage coming out, and you know, it's and the kid's like 25, so he doesn't know. And he goes, so you don't want it. And I had to back out. 252 WCMF. Tim's on CMF. Hey, Timmy, how are you, buddy?
Duffy.
Hey.
Cheap ass BS.
Oh, my God.
Get him, Tommy. Tommy's right. You're playing a country club sport here, and you won't spend a meager $250
meager?
On your kiddo.
Bro, I got kids, what? Man. You got kids, Timmy? Sorry, go ahead.
Got kids. I got two boys.
All right, what do they play?
Come on. Listen.
What do they play, Tim?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it does. It does, Tim. Anyway. Tim, what do they play?
But they play baseball.
Okay, so they have the highest-end, top-flight metal bat for their age, right?
Of course.
You lying ass bitch, Tim! But go on. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, but you're like your dad, bud. Like you showed up into the quarterback club with a chintzy chocolates, thinking you're going to be like overwhelmed with love.
$30 Wilson racket for a freaking 5-year-old. How old's your daughter?
She's 12.
She's 12. Oh my God. Listen, you know, 30 years ago I played tennis, and I think I paid more for my freaking racket than $30.
Hey, Tim, I'm listening to your voice. You never played tennis a day in your life. Hey, let me tell you something about the country club. Hey, hey, oh, you go out there, you hit the ball over there, ball comes back, you hit it back over there.
I love this.
Hey, Tim, you suck and you're a liar. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There goes Tim. Oh, I hate those guys. Yeah, I'd never do it, but you should do it because it ain't my money. Bro, I don't even want to know if I had gone home last night, the night before Valentine's Day, and told my wife we just spent $240 on a
You don't
racket.
Think your wife would have been more likely to pay for it than you would have, though?
So in the moment.
If my wife would have paid for it, if I would have paid for it, she'd have flipped out.
But here's the thing. Like,
oh, you don't want to criticize her. Pull out Pat all of a sudden.
No, she's one of the good ones. Well, she's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, mom. I mean, mom.
Yeah, obviously.
Mom.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. If your daughter stays with this sport, you're going to have to pay for these rackets, man. And I'm guessing down the line, let's say your daughter wants to play this as a high school or college sport.
Yeah, no, she already played varsity tennis this year.
You're probably looking at $1,000 racket.
Shut up.
$1,000 racket, that's a thing?
No,
that
it's
exists?
Not. He's being a dick. He's
no,
being
but
a
I'm
dick.
Saying like
Stop
pro
being a
series.
Oh, like
pro
time.
Series, shut up.
No, I'm saying like I bet you there's $1,000 rackets. Jesus, I mean, if there's $1,000 golf clubs.
Yeah, but golf clubs are expensive. And you can't buy a $30 driver at Dick's.
Well, you can.
No, you can't.
It's got a plastic shaft, but, you know, it works. I bet you there's $1,000 rackets.
All right, we're going to take one more call. Listen, I would love to get to everybody. I'm really sorry. I know everyone wants to tell me I suck really hard, and I appreciate that from you guys. I'm having a crisis, people.
I can tell.
Okay, the world's most expensive racket is $1,000.
Is it?
But it sounds like it's pretty freaking rare.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, but she needs that one.
Every year.
252-WCMF. Your racket should never celebrate a birthday. Shut up, you lying-ass bitch. That's the other thing. I don't know how long, like, when do I have to replace it? Can I keep that racket forever?
I think the guy that restrings it will tell you because they can't restring it anymore. They can't. The same thing your dentist tells you every time. This is so much we can do.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Jim has got the last word. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, listen, I'm as cheap as they come. I'm that guy. I will dig through the recycle bin for 20 minutes trying to find that $1 off pizza coupon. I lose my mind when someone takes a 5-cent returnable and throws it in the garbage.
That's
okay,
me.
I'm digging through to grab that. But that said, okay,
Pat.
Don't climb the ladder, okay? Don't go, it's like you're going to buy a bicycle. Don't buy a $200 bicycle. Realize I like biking. Go buy a $500 bicycle. And then you're really into it, and you spend $1,300 on a bike because now you're like $2,000 deep, and you got three bikes, and you only ride one of them. So
that's a good point.
For kids, buy the cheaper one. But if you're an adult, go big, and that is the answer.
So I got to go buy the racket?
That's what he's saying.
Well, if it's for you, get the one you want. But if you're buying for your kid, you know, then you go cheap because they're not going to take care of it. Kids are not going to take care of it.
He's right about that, too.
So don't buy the big one.
Well, here's the thing. What sucks, though? The only kid in America that would take care of a $240 racket
daughter,
is my 12-year-old.
She's super responsible.
Yeah, she is the most responsible human being.
And she's earned it.
She has.
I mean, she's a great kid.
Shut up.
Is she going to outgrow it? Because, like, a stick has to be a certain length for a kid. Are they going to outgrow it?
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm already getting crap, so you can hey, Jim, thanks for the call. I'm already getting chintz crap from other parents.
Chintz
crap. So these hockey sticks, now they used to be made of wood, and they were like $30.
Yeah.
Now they're made of like these fiberglass composites, all these things, right? And they're like anywhere between $150 and $500.
Yeah.
So if you cut a stick, when you cut a stick, you can't put anything back on it. They have these things called plugs. They're wooden pieces. You stick them in the hole in the top, and it extends the stick a little while.
Oh, a stick extender.
You get it, yeah. So you stick glue in there, and it sticks in there, and whatever. So I have been doing that with my
Extendo stick?
Yeah. For like years, because I wasn't going to spend $200 every season when you only need an extra like three or four inches on the stick. Yeah. And I started getting crap for that.
Well, doesn't
does
she have to
cheap,
have like
You don't see it. It's got tape under it.
Anyways, in case it breaks. I mean, how
long does it last?
You know
like
what I mean?
That?
Like, doesn't she have another one ready to go?
Yeah, she has a backup stick. Yeah. But again, like, you know, she keeps growing, so I got to keep plugging the thing in there. Right. And yeah, this off season, finally, it was like, okay, fine, we'll get you a new stick. And she wanted the $450 stick.
Not happening.
Bro, it got uncomfortable because I love my daughters. And I'm very happy that they found their things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, They have interest, and they're not getting in trouble.
So here's the thing, though. So my we're in the hockey shop, and my daughter wants a $450 hockey stick. And I'm going, honey, no. And I'm bringing her over towards, like, the $150 to $200 ones, right? Which is
the trashy ones.
So she won't stop. She won't drop it. So finally, after, like, 20 minutes, I had to say to my 14-year-old daughter to her face,
what is that?
You're not a $450 stick player. You don't play hockey well enough.
You ain't got 450 in you, darling.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sorry. Like,
you ain't got any tomorrow in that tank.
If we had
way to motivate your
child. Well, no, but Kimmy, what else am I supposed to say? Like, the $200 stick, $150 stick, and the $400 stick will not matter. You're not going to be a better player at your level with a $450 stick.
Okay.
And I didn't want to say it, but she wouldn't stop.
So she forced you into a corner.
And she did not take that well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed
usually
to do?
Kids, usually girls process that pretty well.
Just trying to be patient. Women, man. They're born like that. Let's take a break. The world's changing every day, Tommy.
Man, what can you do, Pat?
In fact, for the first time in 50 years, this American vehicle is no longer the top selling in America. And to the guys that want to point and say we're not as tough as we used to be, they're going to point to this and say, you ain't tough unless you got one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out in the break room, brought you just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, you said you were aware of the highest-selling vehicle in America.
I had not seen this report.
Okay, for the last 50 years, you going to take a shot?
It's the biggest man vehicle there is.
What's that?
The original man vehicle, the Ford F-150.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
For 50 years.
That's the original pickup truck.
It is, yes. The 5 decades, the Ford F-150 has been the most popular, most highest-selling vehicle in America every single year.
America, and buddy.
This week we found out that it was finally toppled.
Who dethroned it?
It was taken over by the Toyota RAV4 SUV.
Oh.
Now, I think in this report it says less about people being unhappy with the actual Ford F-150 and more about people moving towards SUVs and electric vehicles over the last 20 years for the SUVs, the last 5 years for EVs, right? Mm-hmm. So the EVs have taken a big chunk out of the Ford F-150, or at least enough
it's
where it's
the mom
dropped.
Market.
Well, you don't see a mom driving a Ford F-150, though.
No, but I'm saying the rise of the mom market
is
dwarfing the man market.
But he's saying the Ford F-150 drivers had to go somewhere.
Yeah. Because, I mean, guys will always, you know, a mom will buy the EV.
Yeah.
I mean, she would take from somewhere else. It is a little weird to think that someone would be choosing between a Ford F-150 and any kind of electric vehicle.
Yeah, so if you're not driving, I always assume pickup guys that I always knew just always drove pickups.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Like your old man.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Yeah. He's had a truck for a while now.
Which is funny because he doesn't need a truck. He doesn't have a job.
He's already got a flatbed. Yeah, that works.
I got it. So silly.
Does this mean we're less tough, Kimmy, in America because we're not buying Ford F-150s anymore?
Or are you just getting more practical? You know?
Yeah, but you don't look tough.
Because, again, I wonder what the percentage of people...
There's a practical guy right there.
Yeah, but what the percentage of people that do drive pickup trucks, like how many of them actually need them for a purpose and how many realized, like, I don't really need this for anything and maybe they... moved on to something else.
But if that was the case, why all of a sudden after 50 years did we come to that realization?
Well, could it also be people trying to save money here and there, you know what I mean? When it comes to gas prices, things like that.
Okay, but those EVs, I mean, I'm assuming if you're a Ford truck guy, you also want to go with a bigger EV or an EV truck.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, yes, you're right, you're not going to spend the money on gas, but they do look very expensive.
Maybe people are testing the alternative. They don't know yet. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I'm asking, this is for the room.
Mm-hmm.
When you see a guy in a pickup truck, do you assume he's a tough guy, or do you assume he's trying to look like a tough guy?
When I see a guy in a truck, he's a working guy.
Okay.
Tough working guy.
But that can't be the case. I mean, if they're the highest selling vehicle in America, I mean, not everybody, most people don't work with their hands anymore.
Yeah,
they're not on a
farm. But I never think about that.
Okay.
I immediately think that's a guy that's got to go get something done.
Okay, Kimmy, now to you.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think much about like your average truck. It's those jacked up trucks with all the bells and whistles that really stand out where I'm like, all right, that guy's a jerk. Or what is that guy hiding?
Oh.
You know?
Little weenie is what she's saying.
And because it's always like the smallest dude that gets out of those trucks,
you know what I'm saying?
By the way.
Little dude,
it's always
little
like
weenie,
the Tommy Mulet looking guy.
I have a nice weenie. By the way,
that
I have
step
a
out
nice...
of those huge jacked up pickup trucks.
I have an appropriate weenie.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Pat's seen it.
I've seen his penis. It's an appropriate size penis for his body.
I don't know why you're getting so defensive.
The whole why? Because you called me a little weenie
you.
Boy.
You were on her side
guys
until
like
she said
you.
She called me a little weenie boy.
Well, yeah, little weenie boy.
Like that guy.
Worst Donny Hathaway song of all time. Sorry, you were saying
that guy needs that truck to appear larger than he is.
But here's what's funny about that is when he gets in that truck, he looks even tinier.
Yeah, you gotta take a few steps.
Yes, when you have to climb steps to get in the truck, you don't look like a big tough guy.
Well, you remember when I had that big truck I was test driving for a week?
Yep.
I couldn't even get it into the driveway.
No, it was funny. Like we had to actually,
that thing was a monster.
He had to go find phone books to sit on to drive that truck. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. After 50 years, the Ford F-150, no longer the top-selling vehicle in America. It was overtaken by the Toyota RAV4 SUV. But in this article, they talk about how this is less about the quality and love for the Ford F-150, more it being chipped away by EVs. And over the last 20 years, people moving towards the SUV. Thank you. You even screwed it up because they're more practical.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
I will say, pickup truck does make you feel like a tough guy.
Yeah, but you're up in that thing. It's like it's like a rolling castle.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a good pickup truck. Right. Like when I had that busted ass pickup truck, the primer gray
one,
the wood hatch on the back. Like it had bench seats. It was like an 83 that I was driving.
Was it just because it feels like very America?
I don't know,
why. You know, you feel like very patriotic in that truck.
No, but Pat could get like five tramps in that thing.
Yeah, I got your mom and all your cousins and then your sister.
Wait, you were doing my sister?
I was doing your sister
and
your mom.
Cousins in Auburn?
In my four-way 150. No, I mean, like, I was busted as hell. That was the car that leaked out of your driveway. Yeah. I couldn't
much
get
like
it.
Your girlfriend's.
I couldn't get it inspected. I bought it for $150. Mm-hmm. I had to slam it in a park. Mm-hmm. Remember, sometimes
you would driving around a pickup truck with the windows down. You're like, you're in the middle of a country song.
Yes, you are. And I'm, you know me, that ain't me at all.
Right.
But it did kind of feel like, yeah, check me out.
You're heading to the county line.
Like, even when I ran out of gas because the gas gauge was broken on 390 that one day going into the city, I still felt tough standing next to it.